And so, on this sacred eve of the midsummer moon, Marcia danced for the first time with the woodsman. Her slippers laced a silver thread of footprints around the pond. 100 times around the moon's silvery pond she danced. It made the woodsman smile, yet he seemed sad, as though he were thinking of something else. "You promised to grant me one wish, little mushroom. Will you lend me your magic slippers for the Princess Sharma to dance in?" "My dancing slippers?" "Tomorrow is Princess Sharma's wedding day. I must bring her the slippers before noon. I remember, a very long time ago, I made you a promise. I know, I promised you all my tomorrows. But that means I have so little time." The swollen moon smiled through her tears. They splashed over the crest of the black hill and silvered the rough barks of trees. They stilled the woodland into the deepest, most magical silence. And all the little forest creatures stared like stones as Marcia danced for the very last time in the arms of the handsome woodsman. Then the moon slipped away. The sky became pale as the woodsman. A roll of mist rose like the breath of a ghost from the pond. "I have to go now. I'm sorry," he said. "Do you remember your promise?"
"I remember," said Marcia, sinking her limp grey head upon his arm.
"Goodbye, little mushroom."
"Goodbye,"
said the woodsman. "Today, Princess Sharma must dance in your magic slippers, or I will die."